with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board. Long dick stuff.
This is Devo. Steve the Dean Williams. Give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Yo, cupcakes. This is CT Fletcher, and you're listening to the Man Mindset Dating Show for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the...
It is... Game time!
You've been stressing and second guessing when it come to dating. Ain't no need to worry. This advice we're giving is amazing. Leveling up and the plan is progress. Time to get connected with the man mindset. Helping all my fellas. Until you got it together. Step it up for the better. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There ain't no limit to what you can be or who you can get. Start pulling high value women because they know you legit. This is the man mindset. Hey, wanna welcome you to the man mindset. Yeah, won't find any other advice like this. On point, never miss. This is the man mindset. Yeah, let's go.
What's going on, everybody? Put the music like that and shit. Shit. Turn that shit down. All right, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. How you guys doing? This is the Man Mindset. It's a show that show you guys game from a different perspective than you ever seen it before, because we go deeper than just the women. What we do is we teach everything is 100% original, 100% authentic, and I just want to give a shout out to everybody. But before I say to y'all guys out there, go ahead and like, subscribe, hit that notification button, get the likes up. Appreciate all you guys out there. I have been requested to say to the ladies out there, what's up to the ladies? You know who you are. What's up, girl? gentlemen, if you guys have any questions, please put a Q in there. Guys, if you're texting a woman, please put a T in there. We want to make sure that we are able to help you, guide you, and show you game from a perspective that you've never seen before. And I appreciate all those guys that are in here in the game as well. We ask all you guys, if you want to be a student of the game, go ahead and get in your car. I don't know why it's doing that. Go ahead and get in your car. Go ahead and get a 100-piece puzzle set. Go ahead and go home, dump the pieces, and begin the process of learning game. So, gentlemen, if you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got you. Also, guys, if you have done the Halloween game that we have for you guys, please call in, and we got you, and we got you covered, all that stuff, okay? No, I'm not going to do a stream on that, because that's going to be more in the book. I've talked about it. It's going to be more in the book. So if something you want to ask about the five judgments, you can, but I can't talk in depth. There's a lot of that stuff's going to be in the book, so can't really discuss that. Well, we got a good show for y'all guys today. We're going to be talking about the number one communication skill that you must learn in the game. But here's the beautiful thing about it. I want to show you. Here I am. I want to give you all an example. Because, you know, I always tell you, and I'll be like, well, man, how do you come up with this stuff? Well, the way I do is I just write it out. See, I just write it from my head. See that right there? Yeah, I just write it right here. So I want y'all to see, I just write all these lines and stuff. I write it out so I can break it down to you guys and stuff like that. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Lines are open if you guys want to call in. The number is 563-999-3056, 563-999-3056. I got to open up the yeah, so hopefully the shit works. I switched over some things, so hopefully, I know y'all can hear me here, so hopefully y'all can hear me on the live calls and stuff, so lines are open, everything like that. I don't know when the book's coming out. Anyway, so guys, if y'all have a question about game or anything we're talking about, let's get into it, let's talk about it, and let's discuss it. I'm not saying this, I'm glad it happened, but something happened to one of my clients that made me want to continue what I'm talking about, but it's connecting. And I'm going to explain something to a lot of you guys that no one's ever explained to you. I'm going to show you why most of you guys are going to fail, why 99% of you fail, not only because of the number one thing you don't have, but the one thing you're trying to do. And my client did just that. He saw a woman. He put his bid in. She got excited. But then she lost interest in him. And he didn't understand why until we had to unpack it. And then after I coached him and everything, he finally realized that there's levels to this shit. And that's what we're going to be talking about with all you guys. And I hope you guys get your crayons out, get your notebooks out, and write this stuff down so we can go ahead, talk about it, and discuss it. But in order to overstand or understand how this works, you got to understand that there's three levels of guys, and you know what I need to do before I release that. I think I need to add this one thing because I did it. Yeah, I need to add this. Let me do it real quick. I mean, I did this like, you know, I did it off the top of my head, but I had to make it out of a chart of it. So I need to give y'all guys a starting point just to understand what I'm talking about. So yeah, let me go ahead and download that right there. Then I'm gonna add that shit to the show. I'm gonna add that to the show. And let me see here. I'm gonna add to the show and I'm gonna start off with that, guys. And if y'all have a question, please put a Q in there. We got you covered. Any question y'all have, but I need to add this to the stream. Give me one second. W. Okay. Give me a second, gentlemen. You see, let me add it. W. I put that bitch in. Mm-hmm.
I'm taking it.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I just added it. Okay. I just added it so we can go over it. Apologize for delay because I needed to do it right. Communication skills, could you go in depth in the main focus of break? But, Scott, be patient, okay? Scott, we're going to talk about that shit. That's what the fucking show is about. Be patient, okay? Why would a woman guess my body count being 61 ass? Why the fuck are you talking? Okay, this is what I understand about you losers. Please don't lie to me with that stupid shit, man. Stop that stupid shit. Because a woman ain't asking about your body count, so don't come in here lying or we'll kick you out. Don't come in here lying. Jesus, I can't stand guys that lie and act like they about the game when they don't know shit about the game. Anyway, guys, let's go ahead and get into this. Okay, so this is what I have for you guys right here. So what we have right here is something that most guys don't understand when it comes to game. A lot of guys out of here have to understand where you're at in the game. And we've got to look at this as levels, okay? We're looking at the bottom as level one, the middle as level two, the top as level three. Now, most guys are going to be the letter A, like that Sultan guy that just asked a question, which is like introverts. Introverts and B is like average guys. So we're talking like one and two, all right? We're talking about guys that are like ones and twos, guys that don't have any game, the majority of guys. There's no knock. I just wanted to say that, okay? So what happens is when you meet a woman, again, like I said before, we all fall under the same category as trust and no trust. But where my student went wrong was he positioned itself at a 10. So I want y'all to understand this. So everything that moves up is levels, okay? I want to explain levels to you guys. So just like my student, just like what a lot of y'all guys do, is a lot of y'all guys will get to that 10 point of letting a woman actually, you communicate and you let the woman know that you either have sexual interest in her or there's something you want to. You either want to date her, you either want to have sex with her, you want to do something with her, but what you do is you let her know, okay? You let her know what it is you're at. You let her know where you're at. And that's where we're at a number 10, okay? A number 10. Now, I want y'all to understand this, okay? All right. This is, and again, okay? So what I'm saying to you guys out here is that a lot of you guys start at this level, okay? So, and when you get to that level 10, because you don't have that number one skill, when you move to the second level, you always fail, all right? My story of my life, if you're talking to me, please put a Q in there. If you please pay attention, put a Q in there if you're talking to me. Because I'm not going to recognize you if you don't fucking pay attention. So anyway, but as I was saying to you guys out there, that this is what happens to a lot of you guys. You let a woman know what it is you want to be to that woman. But what happens when you move up past that point, what happens to a lot of you guys out there, a lot of you guys out there fall backwards or fall down because you cannot push forward or stand on what it is you're trying to get past to the woman. So that means when a lot of you guys out here telling women that you're interested in them, telling women you want to sleep with them, whatever, or date them, or that you're interested in them. All right, guys, these are the important things. You're telling women you want to date them. You're telling women that you're interested in them. You're saying things to women, okay? This is you talking to women, all right? This is what's important. When you're saying things, doing things, and stuff like that, what's happening is that you guys out here, when you get to that marker of a 10, still at trust, you letting her know where you're at, you normally don't carry it over, okay? You don't carry it over. I guess my story to my life. Let me help you out, big guy. Let me help you out, big guy. First off, if you're talking to me, pay the fuck attention and put a cue if you're talking to me, number one. All right. Number two, it doesn't matter how fucking long I've been in a fucking relationship. If you're here to learn games, sit your fucking ass down, shut the fuck up and take notes. Don't worry about how long I've been in this shit, because I've been in this shit very long, but I don't need to explain myself to you. You need to either shut the fuck up and learn and ask questions about yourself, or excuse yourself from here, okay? If you expect me to explain myself to you, you in the wrong motherfucking room. So with that being said, I'm going to continue. But if you're talking to me, put a fuck, thank you, Bravo. Put a cue for a question asking how long I've been in a relationship. The fuck are you talking about, dog? Jesus Christ. Yeah, you need to sit the fuck down and learn. That's why he loses, because you worried about other fucking men instead of learning about yourself. So don't worry about how long I've been in shit. All right. Do not worry about me. Anyway, for the rest of you guys out there, like I said before. So what we're going to talk about and what we're going to discuss for you guys out here that need to understand what's going on is that the number one thing that goes wrong with most of you guys out here, as far as the skills, the number one communication skills that you must learn in this to not fail with women, is learning the communication of yourself. The biggest problem and issue that you have is that you are not communicating to yourself like men. What you guys are doing is that you are communicating based off what you think the woman wants to hear or what the woman needs to know to try to unlock a combination code to actually get between her legs. And the reason why y'all don't have that is because most of you guys don't take action. Most of you guys are not inspired by yourself to take action and make perfect decisions that are going to move her forward. Gentlemen, women do not move forward with you guys. And gentlemen, they will not move forward with a man if he is not moving forward himself, gentlemen. And that's important to understand, because most of you guys will tell a woman that you're interested in her, and that's okay, guys. I want to let you know that's an okay thing to do, is tell a woman that you're interested in her. But where the problem goes wrong with a lot of you guys that try to tell women that you're interested in them is that where you go wrong is that you stop right there. You don't go forward and show her that even though I'm interested in you through being with me, through communicating with me, you yourself will begin to trust me without me trying to force you to trust me. You see, most guys where they fail is that they try to force trust in the woman. They try to force the woman to be what they want her to be because they do not know how to guide her or lead her, gentlemen. Because these guys do not motivate the woman, okay? And in order to motivate a woman, one must be able to be disciplined enough to be able to do that, okay? Because a lot of guys don't understand, not just, see, most people don't understand motivation. But what people don't understand, and this is what y'all learn from this class right here, gentlemen, is that a man pushes sexual motivation. Have you ever wondered how some people seem to have all the things intact with the woman to make her do things that she normally doesn't do, to make her move faster than normal people? Have y'all ever wondered about that? Well, the thing is that the thing about game and the thing about you communicating with yourself is that women are familiar, gentlemen, write this down. Women are familiar with individuals who can't motivate them because that individual cannot motivate himself. So that's what they're used to. Now follow me on this because we're going to get a little deep here. See, the woman that can recognize a guy that can't motivate himself is also that guy that will go on YouTube to look for a motivational video because he needs somebody on YouTube to light a fire under his ass to get him motivated to do something he should already be motivated to do. And it's not the woman. It's to be able to communicate himself to that woman. And that's where so many guys go wrong. And that's where so many guys begin to find motivational videos and stuff like that because they are not self-motivated, okay? And this is a problem, okay? See, when you are motivated yourself, this is part of the secret recipe, guys, out here. And this is the thing that moves a woman because, remember, even though I told you guys yesterday, you have your reality, you have your perception, and all the things that I'm trying to do is give you a new perspective that goes against your reality and against your perspective. But that not just works for you guys, it also works for women, okay? There is a fundamental principle that women live by, and they need to be motivated without forced motivation, okay? Because what we want to do is we want them to be open enough to move towards pleasure versus sadness, pain, or being nervous around somebody. When you guys get in front of a woman, once you are able to talk to that woman, you're either pulling her one or two ways. You're pulling her, well, three ways. You're either pulling her towards trust, because remember, she doesn't trust any of us. So we all fall the same. Like, so I just want to give y'all good news. When I or you meet a woman, we're all at the same starting point because she doesn't trust us. But what you are to yourself is going to be the determination of where you are with the woman. Because as a man, because they're self-motivated, they will show the woman to motivate herself towards an action step of trust. But for the average guys that are either introverts, most of you guys will push them away to the farthest side of creepy and weird. But for all you regular guys, you won't push her towards action to gain trust. You won't push her towards being creepy. That's the good news. But here lies the bad news. You're going to motivate her to trust you as a friend or a brother or a kind, sweet guy that, you know, you could keep your distance from me, but we can still hang out. So remember, there are three things. So if you're more introverted, you're going to have more of a problem because you're going to wind up being creepy. Because even if an introvert lets a woman know he's interested, once he gets past that point, what he does is going to backfire on him because he's so introverted, because he is not pushing himself to show the woman why she should be with him. So he becomes creepy. That's why y'all guys see a lot of creepy guys. But for the majority of you guys, they will either lose, and they won't just be interested, or they'll see you as a friend to kind of keep you at bay. This is where a woman who has a man will keep a friendship with you because you're a nice person. You're not a major threat, but she's smart enough to keep you there. And let me explain why you average guys. Women love to let their hair down. Women love to fuck or do nasty things. That doesn't make them bad. They just love to, you know, get away. Girls' night, just meet a guy, meet a stranger, have that fantasy of just fucking that stranger in the middle of nowhere, or that one night stand, or, you know what, I just want to get away, get to a bar, have a hard dick in me, and just move on and not worry. But here lies you guys where the problem is. The reason why you stay in that friend zone is because even though she trusts you, but she doesn't trust you enough to give you her body because she recognizes that you have a lot of judgments tied to you that keeps you at an arm's distance. As I tell you guys before, the worst thing you can do is go on Instagram, Facebook, and say any kind of red pill rhetoric, talking about modern women, talking about single women, because these women do their homework. And when they watch you say that stuff, because they will go on your YouTubes and Facebooks and all that other stuff, and they will watch what you do and how you move, and you won't even know they're watching you. But you will tell them how far you can go because you are so busy saying things about women that's becomes a problem. Larry asked a question. Can you break the vessel up? We don't approach women, so I don't understand. I need you to answer that question again because we don't approach women here. We put our bid in, so we don't approach women. So I don't understand what you mean, the basic level. So if you can give me more information, sir, I'll be happy to answer you. But I don't teach approaching. I would never disrespect you guys by teaching you how to approach women because that's the worst thing you can do in the game is approach women. So what I'm saying to you guys out here, and I'd like to continue this, guys, you got questions because we're going to get deep here. What happens for a lot of you guys out here, y'all don't understand how women operate through the mind, okay? What she is and the understanding I got, even when I was young at 9 and 10 years old to understand some of this stuff, is that, see, most of y'all guys are looking at women just through her makeup. You're not going beyond the point of where we go as men because we know her emotions is at her core of everything she does and everything she is. And we realize that in order to get access to that core, you can never get to that core between her legs. You can never reach the core of a woman between her legs because the core does not lie between her legs. The core lies between her ears because it's her beliefs, values, her rules. Like I told you, her moral compass, her going to church, her deciding what is a guy to me that I will kiss versus what is a guy that I will lay with. Versus what as a guy that I would just be friends with, it's all here. All the decisions, all the actions, all of her habits, everything that she indulges in, whether she drinks, smokes, does drugs, parties, whatever she does, cries, reads books, drinks wine, everything is at her core. And that's why as individuals that want to conquer, that is why we always conquer the mind. Because everything is there, because every decision that she is going to make, she is going to interpret it of how you make her feel, how you make her feel. Let me get some of these questions real quick and I'll continue with how you make her feel. The difference between approaching and put your bid in is approaching means that you're throwing shit up against the wall. Once you learn your bid, because I'm the only one that teaches your bid, once you learn your bid, it's going to be one mind, one thought, one way that you're going to talk to every woman one way. You should never talk to women different ways. So the problem is with most of you average guys who approach women is that you approach the woman based off of the woman, and that's where you fail, which lacks the number one communication skill you have. But once you learn your bid, you're going to be communicating with yourself. One thought, one mind, one way. And that's how you communicate with the woman, okay? So asks, why is it natural relationships after a long period of time naturally take its course off less passion? Well, That's not true because as something that y'all don't understand as a man is that there are women right now that I was in fucking junior high, high school, in college that I don't see right now that will bring the pussy to me right now. They are still attached to me because I set the bar of sex. I set the bar because I've hit the code and I've hit the core. So these women will give me the pussy if I were to reach out. I can get the pussy easily because they're connected to me. And this is why you're new. This is why I would tell you to watch the bridges of Madison County. I know that sounds crazy, but I always tell you some things that seem like they're odd, but go to Netflix. I think it's still on there. Watch that show because you don't understand the connection that we're having. See, I teach you to not only conquer, but to be a long-lasting drug. And like I said before, even an alcoholic that goes to Alcoholic Anonymous, all it takes is one drop of alcohol, and he'll go right back to where he or she used to be. So it's not natural for relationships to end in a long course of time. It's that when you have game, you know how to pleasure the woman. So as a gigolo, a whore, I was always taught how to market and sell my sex to the woman where she can go as fucking far as she wants, but she will always be mine, and she will always be attracted and addicted to what I do and what I say. So let's keep going. I'm almost done here. When a woman is watching a man, okay, when a woman is watching a man and taking note of how he moves and moving based on that, does that mean the woman also has a scribe to take? No. Okay. Only thing a woman has is kind of like a Xena warrior princess. She has like a female warrior that is going to either protect between the legs or hunt you motherfuckers down. She doesn't know she has core. She doesn't know that because she's tied into low self-esteem, low self-worth, and that doesn't make her bad. That's just what her is. She's an emotional wreck. She's always worrying about her age, her size, her, all these things, insecurities. So she doesn't even know she has those things. But as I was saying before to you guys out here, it's how she interprets how you make her feel, okay? Okay. So this is why I always tell you guys how you make her feel. And this is where y'all go wrong because of how you lack the communication. Gentlemen, I keep telling you, it's not a bad thing. And I want to stress this because I don't think you guys understand what I'm saying. It is not a bad thing to want to sleep with a woman that you first meet. That does not make you bad. That does not make you weak. I want to stress that to you. But with that being said, what makes everything go wrong for you is that because of what you want and because you don't have any skill behind what you want, when you communicate to a woman that you want sex, which is fine, you can communicate to a woman that you want to take her to your house the first night and all that, which is crazy but fine, that you don't understand that placing a judgment on a woman is the number one thing that hurts you because you don't understand what you're communicating to the woman. When you see a woman, you want to fuck her or take her to your place. And remember, you know nothing about her, but you want to take her to your place. So even though you may see her as, you know what, I want to smash this woman and take her to my place, which is totally fine. But here is where you're fucking up and where we go forward and win. And I'm going to show you why they will sleep with us the first night, even though we're not trying to fuck, but yet they will sleep with us. And I'll explain to you why. See, you guys judge women. And you don't realize that she knows how you think of her. Because a person that says to a woman who has a right to feel that I have values, I have morals, I think I'm a great woman, or what they might say, I'm a great catch for any guy. You know, I'm not fucking a lot of guys, and I'm real cautious of who I date and who I'm with. So when you run up in that woman and you're like, hey, how you doing? I don't know nothing about you. Fuck that shit. Let's go back to my place and fuck. You don't understand that you just told a woman who has a moral compass, who has value and think that she is valuable to a guy. You're saying, fuck your values. Fuck your morals. Fuck the fact that you don't even trust me. Fuck that. You are nothing but a ain't shit piece of slut trash whore that needs to take her fucking whore's prostituting ass to my place, fuck me so I can throw you out of my door. And gentlemen, y'all don't even realize you're saying that because no one's ever told you that. No one's ever broke that down to you to show you why you lose. Because as I said before, you might as well get it out of the way. If you ain't got no game and you want to fuck a woman, might as well get it out of the way and let her turn you down right then and there versus try to take her out and then she turns you down on the back end. But as I said before, I always tell you guys, do what you want to do, but I'm just explaining the why. But I'm also going to explain why we get the pussy the first night, because we don't make it about us trying to fuck her. We make it about her trying to fuck us, because we know that when we talk to her, we're going to throw her off because she's wondering, why aren't I judging her? Why is it that I'm not trying to get her to my place? Why am I not trying to manipulate, deceive, or try to do some backwards tactic to get her to my place? But yet, through talking to this guy, God damn, he's making me smile. He's making me laugh. He's making me blush. And he's talking. Remember, we only teach to talk to a woman versus talk at a woman. So a lot of you guys out there talk at women and not to women. So as I am talking to her, she and I are establishing a greater connection because she recognizes I'm not judging her. She's recognizing that I'm not trying to get anything from her, but what she does recognize, which starts the ball rolling, is she recognizes that I'm not you. I'm a ladies' man. And again, I always tell you guys, you'll know when you make it because the first, second, or maybe the fourth thing that comes out of her mouth is, oh, you're a smooth talker. Oh, you're a ladies man. Oh, you're one of those guys. Oh, how many women are you seeing right now? If a woman is not saying that to you when you start talking to her, then you know where you're at. And once she recognizes that, that's what intrigues her, because then she's saying this: if you're a ladies man, then, and you go after what you want, you go after women, then why aren't you going after me? Then why, if I know you're a ladies man and you sleep with a lot of women, then what's wrong with me? Why aren't you trying to, quote unquote, run your game on me to make me want to sleep with you? I hope y'all understand this. Let me answer some of the questions here, gentlemen. Let's go here. So becoming an I am means that I am at my core because I can get to hers. Yes, but you got to learn game. You're not a student of the game. But yes, you're right, but you got to become a student. How do I lock your mind? Become a student of the game, sir. Scott, where do you start to build my music part? Becoming a student of the game, sir. It's all these things. So it's all these things that is y'all are okay. Again, y'all's problem is y'all guys are trying to be a surgeon overnight. Y'all are trying to hurry it up. I told you, being a student of the game is a lifelong thing. You cannot rush this, and this is where y'all go wrong, because y'all are trying to hurry this, and they will recognize that you guys are trying to rush, trying to sleep with the woman. And when she does that, she's going to take her personal experiences based off how you treat her to realize that a lot of you guys have stress, anxiety, you're overwhelmed, you're depressed, you have frustration or anything like that. But what she sees in me is that I have joy, happiness, I have love for myself, I'm enthusiastic, I'm very exciting, which makes her want to be more part of me because of the emotional experiences that she has dealt with. She has taken all of her emotional experiences and she has put it through her filter to filter out you guys based off of you. Her filter is only going to, all she's going to do is give you and me enough rope to either hang yourself or to tie her up while you're smacking that ass, because her experiences with other guys or you average guys are going to be based and interpreted off of you. So she's going to have interpretations of average because that's all she knows. All she knows are guys that just want to sleep with her, guys that judge her, guys that think she's a slut, she's a whore. And listen, gentlemen, like I said before, she can be a slut and a whore. She can be nasty. I'm not saying she can't. But when you are telling her what she is, that's where everything goes wrong. When you have a woman that's nasty as fuck, just because you see her do nasty things and all other stuff doesn't mean she's going to do them with you. She wants to do those things with somebody who knows how to keep his fucking mouth closed, someone who doesn't put business out on the street, and somebody that she can trust talking to. Because if she cannot talk to you or show you things, then it's not going to help, okay? All right, let me show you Phoenix real quick. Here's one from another one of my clients. I like to show y'all guys. You know, I always like to share receipts every time I can. This is from one of my clients. Let me go ahead and delete this so I can pop this up. Just to give y'all another example of another one of my clients that just shot something over to me. So I'd like for y'all to see just something different from another client. This is from a chick named Phoenix, where she says, I kind of wanted to feel you inside of me while fucking the shit out of me. But I don't know what MMK is, but that's just a statement the woman is saying. And this is what I keep trying to tell you. And this is, I know you guys, see, you guys want that, but you are not willing to work to get that by learning how to communicate. And this is the problem. You're too busy communicating to the woman, okay? You're too busy communicating to the woman and not communicating to yourself. And if you're trying to communicate to the woman, you're telling the woman that I cannot influence you. To see, if you cannot influence the woman, then you're not going to get anywhere. But let's take it one step deeper. You can't influence yourself. And you can't even influence yourself to say something that you want to say to lead her somewhere. Because a man will influence the woman to influence herself to make a decision. We don't influence the decision a woman makes. That's why they sleep with us on the first night or the second or the third night, because we're not trying to influence them. We're just trying to show them what influence is like to be around us. If you want to be with me, you must acquire me. You must acquire pleasure. I am not here to judge you. Pain. You see what I'm saying? Most of these women are trying to avoid ridicule, feeling silly, feeling stupid, feeling less than. But when you say, let's go to my crib and fuck, and you know nothing about her, what are you saying to her? You're saying that you ain't shit, but you're showing her that I can't fuck with you because you think I, you just look at what have I done? She's asked herself, what have I done or said to you to make you think that I'm just some whore or slut? What have I done wrong? And they don't like that. So they will cut you off immediately. But for us, we're not trying to prop them up, kiss their asses or anything like that. We're communicating to them and we are influencing them. We are influencing her by how we are communicating, okay? Because we are, okay, when we talk to her, we know she doesn't trust us. But we know by giving her short-term pleasure, she will take that to make it a long-term thing. Whereas the average guy is giving her short-term judgments. She's a slut. She should fuck me. I don't know anything about her, so I'm just going to walk up to her and say, let's fuck, which you've got every right to do. But I'm showing you why you guys lose, because you're not even playing the game the way the game plays. You know what I mean? Again, like I said, it's okay to want to sleep with a woman and all that stuff, but your greatest problem is that a man is always the motivation, because he knows the woman is so busy with you average and below average males that when she gets around a man, that she has to hold on to him. See that? She has to lock on to him because in her mind, she's saying, I'm never going to have this chance ever again. Holy shit. My God, who is this guy? Who is this guy that has taken action? But he's not taking action to fuck me. But why isn't he taking action to fuck me? Because the way he talks to me is turning me on. The way he talks to me is making me smile. He's not trying to be or do something that he isn't, okay? So Francis asked, if I ask a girl out and she responds in a couple of days with, hey, should I charge her the game? But again, you don't understand that you've already charged her to the game when you asked her out. That's what you don't understand. I'm going to help you here, F-Dog. Listen. You don't understand, so I will walk you through it and help you through this. I want you guys, please, take notes to understand what I'm saying. You don't understand that you have already charged yourself. That's why she charged you. Because you charged yourself only led her to charge you. Because I want you to listen to what you're saying to show who you are. And this is no knock on you because I appreciate the question. And please understand, this is not to make you feel less than or stupid or ignorant. But I need to show you why you already lost by what you said. You asked her out. That's why you fucked up. You fucked up by asking her out. Now, say, wait a second, but Steve, what do you mean ask her? Listen. You guys just ask her out, and that's the problem. Because we either will ask them out or have them accompany us somewhere. But unlike you, we are going to paint a picture why she should go out or accompany us. But you, because all you know is simple, basic things, is that all you're doing is doing the basic thing, okay? Okay? So all you're doing is asking her out. But that's okay, but here lies the problem. See, she's met and asked you out guy before, so she knows what she's going to get. She's going to get a person that is not going to look her in her eyes. She's going to get a person who doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know how to express himself. She's going to get a guy that is only going to talk at her with a bunch of boring, basic questions. And what she's saying is, shit, I've dealt with that. I'd rather just stay home than go out with this guy because I don't want to give him the thought process that I'm interested in him. And that's why she hits you in a couple of days with, hey. But I ask you, sir, what did you say when she said, hey, to you, sir? Please answer that question. Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. So let me know what you said to her when she said, hey. Very important. So reply back to me and let me know. We all want to know. What did you say to her when she said, hey, to you? That's very important, okay? Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and put it in there. A guy want to call in, you can. We're breaking down the number one thing that you need to create things. See, communication starts with an understanding and a principle to be able to adjust who you are on whatever level you're on. See, as I told you guys before, we all start on the first level, and that first level is her not trusting us. But the reason why we can sleep with her the first night, second night, or third night is because everything we do and everything we say is pushing her to get rid of the trust and trusting us to know that even if I fuck this guy tonight, I suck this guy's dick tonight, or I do something with this guy, kiss him or anything, he's not going to look down at me like the average guy would. He's not going to make me feel like a slut. He's not going to make me feel like a whore. He's not going to judge me. He's going to allow me to be me, where you guys don't allow her to be her because you automatically assume that she ain't shit. But yet, you can't even talk to an ain't shit woman that you feel, okay? Because as the levels of me motivating her will come down to how she associates the conversation, which is where y'all guys go wrong and where we go right, because we are communicating to ourselves and not to the woman. So, it's coming out soon. So, Ev, let me say, she responded, no, what did you say? So you thought she was playing, so I invited her to come. See, this is, again, guys, do y'all see how cold I am? Do y'all see, guys, you see how fucking cold I am? I don't know anything about this guy, but I just showing you, you're him. I'm cold at this shit. Do you see? You are this guy right here. You are this guy. Do you now see why the woman said hey to him? Because she knew he was that guy as well. When he asked her out, she knew what he was. Because now that his truth is coming out. Look at that. I'm cold at what I do. I am cold at what I do. Look at this guy right here. So I thought she was playing. So I just invited her to come over. Do you see that right there? Do you see the lack of skills that he has? Do you see why she will never or he will never win in this game? Because of his thirst, his inexperience, and his judgment. Look at him. He can't lead the woman, so he's in his fucking feelings because she didn't do what he wanted. Because remember, when you're in your feelings, you set an expectation. He set a false expectation. But here's the truth. He should have just asked for the pussy and just, you wasted all this time. You should just ask for the pussy and have her turn you down because now you're all worked up and you'll be the first person to go to the red pill side and start complaining to her. You say, what do you mean by communicate to yourself? How you communicate to your scribe, your marketing team, your drug lab, culinary school, studio, film room, all these things. Mother, why are you at junior? I feel like I need to kick you out of this classroom because you can't be asking me that fucking question. You cannot be in this thing this long, okay? Ask me that question. I told this female to call me when she's not too busy for round two, all right? What's a round two challenge? I don't understand. What is a round two challenge? What the fuck is a round two challenge? Explain that to me and everybody else. What is a round two challenge? And I will tell you where you're going wrong. And guys, while he's writing it, I'm going to write the word. I wrote the word on this piece of paper under this thing. And I know where he's going to go with because I promise I'm sure how cold I am. Tell me what is a round two challenge. Gentlemen, I wrote the word right here. It's behind this piece of paper right here. Once he answers it, I will pull the paper down and show you where he's going wrong. So I'm telling you, tell us what is a round two challenge. What is a round two challenge? Please let me know. It's all good, Frisco. Tell me. What is a round two challenge? Honestly, let me know. I already got it written down. I already know where you went wrong. Hey, tell me what a round two challenge is. What is a round two challenge? Because you're asking my parent, what is it? I'm waiting for him to answer. It's not that hard to type a few words up. What is a round two challenge? What is it? What is a round two challenge? I'm waiting. What is a round? I'm waiting for him to answer. So we're waiting for you to answer what a round two challenge is. Because if you're asking me a question, you can't answer my question, I'm going to kick you the fuck out. I'm telling you right now. So you got 1 minute to answer that question, or I'm going to kick you out of the group. Because you're interrupting the class. I always pause the class to help you. But if you are not going to reply back to me, I'm going to ban you from this room. So you better answer the fucking question. You got about 30 seconds to answer that question, or I'm going to ban you. And I got to apologize to this guy. Because I had to stop the show to deal with someone that's not answered the question. So you've got less than, all right, you've got about 10 seconds. You better answer that question because you're getting kicked the fuck out. 5, 4. All right, guys, so long. This ain't for you. Goodbye. Get the fuck out of the class. Bye. Peace. Got him out. Gone. See that, guys? Gone. 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 Now, he was bullshitting. Let me show you what I wrote down. Y'all think I was lying to you? I wrote it down. He couldn't fuck. A round two challenge was sex. But I had to let him go because, like I told you guys, we're not going to wait. I apologize. I don't mind answering your questions, and I will. But if I ask you a question, I need you to tell me, or I will kick you out because I'm trying to teach guys game. And I have to stop what I'm teaching to try to help you. And if you can't meet me halfway, I'm going to get rid of you, okay? All right? You got to be a student of the game, sir. It's all going to fall down to be a student of the game. All right, so let's go here, okay? Well, yeah, it's amazing to me. I ask a simple question. You just got to give me an answer. I'm trying to help. You see what I'm saying? I'm stopping the class, which I've got all you guys here. I've got to teach you guys. But if I'm stopping the class for you and you can't tell me what I need to know, then I'm letting you go because you're wasting class time. So I apologize, guys, and I hate fucking apologizing to you guys. But I'm sorry. But anyway, as I was saying to all you guys out here, most of you guys do not understand how all this works. And most of you guys do not communicate action to yourself. When you get around a woman, you don't take the action steps to do the one thing. Before you can spark motivation in the woman, she's got to see the spark in you. You cannot motivate a woman if you don't have any sparks. And these are things that trigger the woman to motivate you. There are things that you do, making her smile triggers, having great, deep, philosophical conversations that go beyond asking her questions. You see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? We want to make sure that you guys understand or overstand that I want you to win, but you guys are not learning how to win because you're not looking at stimulating things in her that makes her make the choice and decision. As I said before, the dress, the purse, the shoes, the makeup, the eyeliner, the blush, the mascara, and the weave all have one thing in common. They position themselves to stimulate the woman. They don't take her out on a date. They don't kiss their asses. They say, if you put me on you, you're going to feel better about yourself. They don't go around and saying, hey, you slut, bitch, whore, ain't shit woman, put me on and let me get what I need so I can run the fuck on. No, they're saying, listen, put me on and I'm going to make you feel what it is you want to feel. Put me on. Wear me. Put me on your face. Put me on your eyes and put me on your head or whatever. Put me on your feet. Put me around your shoulder. I'm going to make you feel better. But isn't it odd, gentlemen, because no one talks to you like this. Think about it. Isn't it odd, gentlemen, that the purses and the shoes and all those other things, they get the women to buy into them. The Prada bags, the purses, the perfumes, all the makeup kits and all that other stuff. They don't beg the woman to pay. They don't say, put me on. What they say is, if you put me on, when you put me on, when you decide to do it, you're doing it because you trust that I am going to make you feel, fill in the blank. And this is where we come at. See, gentlemen, remember, we're not trying to fuck. We're not trying to fuck. We're trying to show her why not only should she invest her body to us, but she should invest everything in us because we can give her the same feeling the purse, the dress, and the shoes give her. We do not try to force and market and push ourselves saying, you have to buy me. I mean, guys, you know, okay, how many times have you been in the mall, right? And you're walking in the mall, and either the motherfucker in the middle of the kiosk tries to talk to you knowing he's trying to sell something. Hey, buddy, how you doing? You're like, dude, leave me the fuck alone. Or you're walking in the mall, and you see somebody with a clipboard. They're like, hi, sir, can I talk to you for a second? You're like, oh, shit, nah, I'm okay, I'm good. Or you have this guy saying, sir, I've got this perfume right. And you're like, nah, man, leave me alone. See that? That's what y'all are doing. But there's a difference in walking in the mall and seeing a pair of LeBron James or a pair of Nikes or a shirt that you see or something that's displayed that triggers something inside of you that says, damn, shit, that, all right, well, let me go look at this shit. Let me go look at these shoes and shit. You go in there and you look at them and shit. You're like, man. Motherfuckers might look good. Man, I know the perfect outfit that'll go with that shit. Let me see if that motherfucker got my... Damn, okay. Excuse me, miss. You got this in the size, whatever size you are. You got this, can I try that on? Then you try it on in the mirror, then you make that decision. See that? The shoe didn't do anything. The shoe didn't try to persuade you. The shoe said, if you put me fucking on, we can style because I know you have an outfit that will go with me. You see what I'm saying, guys? An outfit that will go with me. JM asked a question. JM asked, do regular guys make them feel good, but they demand? No. The regular guy, well, his problem is that he won't let her know how he feels. He automatically assumes that just because I'm talking to her, hanging out with her, and texting her, oh, she knows I like her. Yes, that's true. But women are smart enough to play stupid. How many women, when you try to talk to them, like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Oh my God, I thought we were friends. You see that shit? Remember I used to play that show, The Friend Zone? I need to start playing some of that shit to show y'all. But you remember that shit? They all of a sudden they hang out with these people and all of a sudden they want to put their fucking beard in. Well, not beard because y'all have beards, but y'all want to finally tell a woman that you're interested in her. And then you get all in your feelings when they're like, wait, well, oh my God, I never saw you like that. I just see you as a brother or you're my friend or I thought we were gay best friends and da, 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 you know. Y'all like, but no, I've always liked you, but you never told me. But here's the thing. The truth is, you tell her. Yes. The truth is, you average guys, not you in you guys that are all into yourselves and all fucked up. You average guys tell her. But here lies the problem. All you do is tell her, but you don't carry it on to move from her not trusting you to her trusting you to move from trust to sexual trust. What you do is you let her know you like her. But then you think that's just good enough. Once I let her know I like her, I can just back up and just cruise right along and see how this thing works. So what you're doing is you're putting the boat in the water. But then all of a sudden you're poking holes in the boat and then grabbing a bucket of water outside and dumping it in the boat. And then you're asking, why am I sinking? Because you're not leading her. You think just letting her know that you're interested in her is enough. It's never enough because she will give you enough rope to hang yourself. She knows that you like her. That's how cold they are. She's not stupid. She knows that you like her. And she knows you want to fuck. She knows you like her. She knows you want to fuck. Okay? Thank you, Dangerous Russ. Thank you, Russ. I tell you, that's why I'm not saying, I tell you, man. I tell you, Russ. I that's why I'm thank you, Russ. I appreciate it. Because he should know that shit anyway. So what I'm saying is that she knows that, gentlemen. And that's why she's smart enough to have you hang your own self. Because she knows that's all you know. And she's smart enough to keep you at bay because that's all you know. Because all you're doing, unfortunately, and where you mess up, just like the introverts, is that you're trying to communicate to the woman. You're saying, hey, I like you. I'm interested in you. And she already knows this. And where you go wrong is that you don't even know how to communicate with yourself to motivate her to move on from that point. Because ask yourself the question, once you tell her you like her, okay, so how are you going to stimulate her to move from that thing of trust to trusting you? And from trusting you to sexual trust, how are you going to do that when you can't motivate yourself or light a spark in her to be motivated by you, gentlemen? Okay. See, a man does have that. A man's mind that makes him so great in the woman's eyes is that he is never fully committed. See, that what makes the woman want to sleep with the asshole, the jerk, or whatever, is because he's saying, I'm here, but wait a second. I'm not here for you. I'm here to allow you, with taking this number, this Willy Wonka golden ticket, I'm allowing you to make a decision to be able to know more about yourself on a level that you never known about before. But please understand, if you make that decision, you will be hooked on me. But here's the best thing about it. You will finally get to see yourself in a whole new light. You'll finally understand how to have happiness for yourself. And you will never be like the average women chasing the ghost of happiness. But it comes at a cost. And that cost is your body will always be mine. Do you want to accept this golden ticket? Because the rides and adventures I'm going to take you on is going to be huge and extraordinary. Because I'm giving you tuna tea to be with me. See the difference in that, guys? That's how we're thinking. You're thinking, oh, my God, she's so pretty. Oh, my God, her butt's so big. Oh, my God, what am I going to say to her? Oh, my God, will she like me? Oh, my God, what can I say to date her? When's the right time I should express myself to her? When should I go about doing this? And when should I go about doing that? And you know what? She's going to text me, and I'm going to wait 5 hours to message her back because I want to make her think that I'm busy. And then when I talk to her, I'm going to – y'all see what I'm saying? You see I hope y'all guys can see the difference. I hope you guys can see the difference in the two things. Do you see the difference in the two? Do you see the difference between how a man thinks and how the average guy thinks? We're here. Listen, we are here to give. It's, okay, think. I don't take drugs, so all my drug aficionados, you will understand what I'm saying. And all you, well, I can't say alcoholics because alcoholics is taking more, but let's talk about my drug aficionados. No matter what drug you take, I'm not here to judge you. But the drug doesn't tap you on the shoulder and say, snort me or smoke me. He doesn't say, hey, come on. Hey, try me out. Come on, try me out. You know what he does? He says, you fuck with me? I'm going to give you a high. I'm going to take you from your state, your mind state, where you're at right now, and I'm going to give you a high that's going to veer and exceed you past your reality. Now, it's only going to be for a little while until you come off that high. You'll go back to your reality. But here's the thing. Here comes the catch. The higher the high, the more you're going to be addicted to me. So if you want to keep snorting me, I'm going to expand your high as you want it, but I promise you at the end of the day, you must make a choice. So do you want to live this regular life that you're living right now, or do you want to smoke me? Come on, make me in the form of crack rock. Put me in there, shoot me in your arm. Take the fentanyl of me or the Percocets of me or whatever. Yeah, take it. I'm going to make you feel good, but I'm going to let you know that when you get with me, you ain't gonna let me go, because I'm gonna be your daddy. I'm gonna be the motherfucker running shit. But you got to make that decision. So do you want to live the basic life because you just have this basic life and all these frustrations? Or do you want to get away from it all? Do you want to get away from your pain? Guys, why do you see guys at the bar when they break up with a woman? Or why do guys go right to the bottle when they break with a woman? Because they're trying to numb the pain. The bottle doesn't say, hey, you, I got you. Drink me. And you're no. Damn, dog, I know she hurt you. Go ahead and take a sip of me. You keep drinking and drinking so we can nullify that pain that you're going through. I got you. But if you drink me too many times, you're going to get addicted to drinking me. And that's where guys get addicted, because a lot of guys are always, yeah, I'm your pusher. Exactly. Absolutely. Because I'm going to take away your pain. But what I am saying to you guys out here is that that's what a man does to a woman. I know you're insecure. I know you have low self-worth. I know that the values you hold are not hard and lined up. And I know you hide behind your makeup, your eyeliner, your weave, and all that stuff. I understand that. But I'm not going to force you to come to my amusement park or to take me my drug. But I will tell you this much. I'll give you a sample of what it. Hey, before you take that leap, let me give you a sample by making you laugh. Let me give you a sample of showing you things where you start to think more about me than you ever have before. You start to question yourself. You start to question, why am I so excited when I think about them? Why do I get butterflies in my stomach when just thinking about them? Or, you know what? I'm going to get you to start looking at my photos. I'm going to start getting you to, hey, and the best part is not only am I going to get you through typing and texting, I'm going to get you through my voice, because sometimes you want to nullify what you're feeling by giving you a higher high. So why don't I give you a voice message to leave you with to press? Go ahead and keep pressing that drug. You know, hey, you can take me as much as you want to, and I will never. Gentlemen, this is the cold thing about game. You don't know how many times she's pressing play, but she's pressing it all the time, because every time she presses it, it gives her an emotional high. It gives her a sense, oh, my God, I love what that motherfucker's saying. Let me hear it again. Let me hear it again. Holy shit, he sent me a video. Let me watch it again. Hey, he'll never know I'm watching him. Look, I'm going to keep that rough exterior, but I got to keep watching him. So intriguing. Why? Because he is not like any other person I've ever met before. He's making me feel all these things. But why isn't he trying to fuck me? He's making me feel all these things, but why isn't he trying to push me to fuck? But if he's not trying to push me to fuck, who is he fucking? Is he thinking about another woman now? Shit. Is he thinking about another woman? And guess who works with us? Because as soon as she says that, she pops up. Yeah. Yeah, he's thinking about another woman, because you're not good enough. Because if you were good enough, he would be talking to you right now. You see that? You're just not worthy. You're just not as special as you thought he is. And right now, I'm thinking about there's some woman right now on her knees sucking his dick. There's some woman on her knees doing some nasty things. And he's not thinking about you. He's thinking, and guess what happens? Remember, listen, guy, I'm showing your game. We ain't doing anything. They're creating this in their mind, because then, because of how they're feeling, they then will either go down two roads. they will either go down a road of being territorial, that triggers jealousy, or they will be jealous, that triggers territorial. You see what I'm saying? Both will hit those same roads, but how they are, every woman is different. Every woman is not the same. So the woman that is jealous is the woman that feels some kind of way because here it is, I've got all these guys trying to fuck me, and this motherfucker, who the fuck does he think he is? What kind of an asshole does he think he is? I am God's gift to the world. He should be fucking with me. Remember that? Hold on, guys. Remember that? Wait. Remember that video clip? Hold on, let me find that shit. I know I always say that shit. Hold on, where's that video clip? That's not it. Hold on, say. Let me find that video clip, guys. Y'all remember this shit? Oh, let me show y'all. Y'all remember this? Let me find that shit. Hold on. Guys, y'all want to call the lines are open. Let me find this. Let me find a clip. Remember this clip? Hold on. Where the fuck is it at? God damn it. Fuck that. Leave that shit. Okay. Y'all remember this clip right here?
And you couldn't even do me the favor of just being upfront with me. Instead, I have to sit here and think that, oh, maybe someone actually values me for more than just my body, you know?
Like, baby, I know. I know what I look like. I know that I'm bringing this to the table.
I've been speaking a lot about how awful men treat women.
Now, listen, guys, listen. See, the reason, hold on a second, the reason why they get in their feelings and the reason why they cry is because we take away that queen on the throne type thing where she thinks she's all that. We strip her of her power. So when she is powerless, then she's like, well, who the fuck is this guy? But why is jealousy and being territorial the concoction of fantasizing and dirty thoughts? Because I'm already in her mind. I've already rented space. I've got a lease already signed, guys, and I didn't do anything. The lease is already signed. She's thinking about me. She's thinking or asking why I ain't thinking about her. She's already got me in her head because she can't figure out why I'm not trying to fuck, okay? I appreciate it. No, you got the wrong thing. I'm not a red pill. I've never been a red pill. I've been doing this before the red pill, sir. So I appreciate it if you can, I'll let that slide because you don't know, but if you listen to what I'm saying, I'm not complaining about women. I don't bitch about women. I don't moan about women. We are men here. So, no, it's okay. So, Larry, I will let that slide. You say something like that again, you'll be escorted out. So, no, he's not a troll. Some of these guys, you guys, you got to understand women like this who don't have game, they think everybody's red pill because that's all they know. You know what I mean? He doesn't know that I've been doing this shit for over 35 years and shit like this. So he thinks what he wants to think. But I just want to – it's fine because a lot of guys out here can't – you know, they if you notice, like a woman, he's trying to figure out why I'm not complaining about women, why I'm not talking about pills and plates. So the feminine side of him is coming out. But I'll let that slide, Larry. You're good. I'll let that slide because maybe you're trying to learn. And maybe you don't understand, so it's okay. So anyway, like I was saying before, guys, if you want to call in, the lines are open. We got y'all covered. But the thing is that I always tell you guys, in order to communicate with yourself, to learn, the number one thing is, like I said, communicating to yourself, okay? But this is why y'all can't communicate to yourselves. Because here's the problem. It's the good news and the bad news. The good news is you have the strongest commitment ever. You are the master of commitment. But here's the bad news. You are committed to making excuses. You're committed to being a victim. You're committed to following people who ain't teaching your game. You're committed to everything that has you where you're at right now. And this is why you can't grow with a woman, because you're making the wrong commitment. You're committing to the woman. And that's why you get emotionally tied into the commitment. Commitment, when you have game, is not the woman. The commitment is the commitment to oneself. So once you have the commitment to oneself, guys, it is not complaining about something. See, a lot of guys who are not committed to themselves complain about women. That's kind of like that red pill stuff. Or they always are bitching about, I can't, their problems, their obstacles. This shit is difficult. And they become committed to the complaint. Do you see what I'm saying? Thus, when that individual gets in front of a woman, because he's never committed to himself, he doesn't know how to communicate to himself. Thus, he communicates to the woman. He becomes committed to what's between her legs versus being committed to him. But as a man who is a student of the game, the commitment is to something that most guys don't teach you on this whole internet thing that only a few of us do. See, we teach you to be committed, okay, in your changing your reality and your perception. See, one cannot change his reality and one cannot change his perception because of one show. That just doesn't work. And the problem is when one hears something that goes against his reality and one goes against his perception, then he will fight that thing because that thing is the thing that holds him back. Wayne, please put a question if you are talking to me. Please follow the instruction you see right there. Please put a cue if you're talking to me, sir. I will answer that one question. I learned at 9 years old. I learned at 9 years old. I learned game at 9 years old. But as I was saying before to you guys out here, the problem is that you guys do not commit to yourselves. Because you don't feel what I'm about to tell you about yourselves. Thus, the woman feels that this is why you're not worthy of sleeping with him the first, second, or third night. See, a man commits to himself because the man knows he has meaning, depth, definition, that he is worthwhile. So the commitment will always be to the man. A man never commits to the woman. He is always committing to himself. So the commitment goes. See, a lot of guys say, I'm interested in learning how to be a man. I am interested in learning game. They're not. Those are guys that just like to hear things, and they think by hearing some shit, they get all fucking excited, like they would get excited by listening to someone watching motivation on YouTube type shit. But when you are a student of the game, the commitment goes beyond merely being interested. To commit in your motherfucking self means blocking out the possible realities and perceptions and alternatives and focusing on what needs to be focused on. And that is how you understand you to a level that no woman can ever catch that level. That's how game works, gentlemen. And that's where a lot of guys go wrong, because they choose not to learn game. They choose to commit themselves to things about, they commit themselves to complaining. Think about the commitment they have to that real peel stuff. They are actually telling themselves what they are based off of a colored peel. Do you see the lack of commitment? So when that guy gets around a woman, she can read that he is just not committed to himself. See, as a man or as a student of the game myself, what I had to learn and I am keep learning is my decision to commit to myself must start with the commitment to burn all the fucking bridges and burn all the motherfucking ships. Because if I'm truly going to commit to me, I don't look back. I must always go forward no matter what it is. And if you cannot burn the ships or the bridges, that is giving you an out to run away. See, I have a lot of guys that say they want to be students of the game, but then they realize the game is much harder than what they thought. So then they run the fuck off. Oh, this is too hard for me. This is too difficult. There's no way I can do this. Goodbye. And that's it, because, again, with the puzzle pieces that nobody on YouTube tells you about, is that they don't understand the dedication, the discipline, the patience, the determination that one must have to be able to take a journey to himself, not the woman, but to himself. I am not on the journey with my students. I am just making sure that they are going on the right pathway by staying north on that compass and not veering to the right or not veering to the left. That's all I need to do is keep them straight, okay? So, and Whoop, this is the last time I told you. I already answered your question. You asked me again. I'm going to kick you out. I already put you in timeout. Don't ask me a question again. I will get you out. Coach, why do they call it red pill? Well, the reason why is because what happened was someone had to come up with a gimmick to persuade a lot of people to show that you're actually not a loser. So we got to come up with a gimmick. Oh, I'm sorry. I want to say thank you. Universal, thank you for the super chat. I'm sorry, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that, brother. So what happened was someone had to come up with an idea that, you know what, since women realized that, really realized that there was a seduction community and we couldn't get women like we used to by manipulating them, now the world is fair and now they've seen us for what they are. Oh, shit, here's a movie about a motherfucker taking a pill to go in this reality and thinking that he's this person because some black dude that was bald-headed told him to take a red pill to see the truth, take the blue pill and go back to his reality. So they ran him with the red pill thing, and that it's all marketing. It's just like they market Axe Spray. You remember Axe Spray? It's the same thing. You take Axe Spray, you spray it on your body, and women will come out of everywhere to rip off your clothes. So what a lot of feminine guys will do who don't know or don't know anything about game, they will run toward a definition another man makes instead of following somebody to teach them how to define themselves. See, a lot of guys don't want our students. This is why, as I told you before about the economy, this is why the economy makes that algorithm so great, because it needs the fools to keep being blind and fools. See, the economy, like I always told you, like the three little pigs, you know, I can roll the three little pigs in this to give you more understanding of what I'm saying, because you asked a great question, and that's not it. I mean, I'm sorry, let me get to the three little pigs. So the economy is going to do this. The economy is going to force all these motherfuckers into that third house. To what? Be a prisoner. Even though they think they're free, they're actually a prisoner in that house. And that's what the economy does to these young men. So we'll push a pill, but what even look, the most amazing thing, young man, S-Dog, that I want to show you, that these guys don't even understand, and even in their fucking movie that they fucking believe in, even the movie told them the truth, and they didn't believe the truth. The fourth matrix told them the truth. It literally said, this is the truth. It literally said this to them, and you remember when you're so far in the forest, you can't actually see what's inside of you, because like I showed you before, you're trapped in the bubble. So if you're trapped in the bubble and you're not outside of the bubble, everybody that's outside the bubble can see that this was a crucial thing that they said in that fucking movie. Here's the thing about feelings. They're easier to control than facts. So what do you think those pills do? They control feelings. They don't control facts. Nobody wants to see a fact, because seeing a fact is saying that I'm actually a fucking loser. But I can run away from that fact by saying I'm taking a pill or choosing what color pill I am and making it all my problems and worries and shit about women. So that's why, sir. So it's so deep, because it ties into the economy. This is not just about them being losers. It's about how they will give to the economy. They will be herded like sheep, and they don't even realize, because no matter what pill, plate, or saucer you on, eventually you're going to run into a woman that you like. And that's what the economy knows. That's what the marketers know. That's what the advertisers know. And that's what the algorithm knows, that eventually you're not going to know what to do. And when you don't know what to do, you're going to revert back to kissing her ass, taking her out, and buying her shit. So it's going to be an easy win because more of them are doing it. And that's how the economy is stimulated. Last night, you talked about only having one mentor. So my question is, if I have a mentor already, is detrimental? Yes, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't be here. Yes, you should go. You shouldn't be here. Absolutely. You should not be here. You can stay if you like, but I'm just telling you, you shouldn't. Okay. You shouldn't be here. But keep continue. Let's keep going. Very good question, but you shouldn't be here. How can I distinguish if I'm doing something for myself? Well, because you're not, once you're a student of the game, you'll be able to distinguish that. Okay. You'll be able to distinguish that. You're saying, damn, the third, well, you should have made a statement of this, but damn, the third house. I mean, everything is the red pill saying that I'm treating. Well, yeah, because you're okay. Because like I told you, I'm the only one that teaches you about the fourth. Okay. I forgot what the books are called. There are books that have fairy tales that, I forgot what they're called. They're a long time ago. And they used to tell you fairy tales about like Snow White getting eaten by the wolf and bad shit. I forgot the name. I got to look those up. But what America's done is they always want to coddle and make things, quote unquote, happily ever after. But remember, I didn't know about game until I realized I learned about the fourth pig. I always thought there was three. But once you become a student of the game, you realize there's actually a fourth one. But see, advertisers, marketers, and everybody doesn't want you to know about the fourth one because the fourth one is actually the free one. The fourth one is actually the one that doesn't have to hide. He makes statements. And it is those statements that he is making that's going to make a woman want to sleep with him. See, everybody's assuming that they were three. Because if you notice, what did all three of those motherfuckers do that they have in common? They ran. They ran and ran to another house to run to another house to protect themselves, which really have jailed themselves. But what I'm showing, because nobody else shows you that, that there is a fourth one, and that fourth one made statements, meaning not that you're going to have women's skulls in your house, is that you do not deal with or mess with anybody that is going to be disrespectful to you. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, it's kind of like some grim fairy tales. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're saying Lucy. What about the movie Lucy? I told you, I already discussed that, dog. I told people to see Lucy already. We talk about that. Let's see here. Yes, the free thinker. Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. That is absolutely true. They're much I think they are called fables, but I'm just saying that there are some harsh shit that has been going on in those fables. That someone just cleaned that shit up and made it happily ever after to give y'all like a nightlight to make y'all feel safe. But y'all are not supposed to feel safe in the game. But as I said before to all you guys out here, it's more about the commitment. See, as a man, he does not commit to anything but himself because he has a passion to do one thing, and that is not muster confidence and all that bullshit that y'all think y'all have to have. He does not think about confidence. He thinks about something deeper called mastering himself. To realize that any doubt that is created here in his mind. So if doubt is created in his mind, then he has the power and the control to rid himself of doubt. But see, a man doesn't doubt himself when a man believes in himself. And see, people don't understand that when you have game and learn how to be a student of the game, and go to your core, the commitment comes with being single motherfucking minded, meaning I am only because of one thing that I am damn near the only one that tells you about. The only one thing that you have in this fucking world that nobody will actually discuss with you motherfuckers but me. It is the only thing that you got. And through your fingerprint, through your fingerprint is the commitment to commit to yourself to be one letter of one word, of one sentence, of one paragraph, of several paragraphs. Because at that point, the commitment is not to your body. The commitment is not to your shoes and all that shit. The commitment is to push yourself beyond the reality that you're in right now to see the possibilities and the alternative paths that you have for yourself, meaning that how you think for yourself, gentlemen, is going to make you so much intriguing. Because here's the fucking truth, the truth that nobody would tell you, the truth that the marketers don't want you to know, is that the reason they want to sleep and fuck with us is because they realize we're aliens in this planet and they can't understand how we move and operate. Aren't we going with the herd? Why aren't we raising them up and lifting them up in their thrones and telling them how beautiful they are and kissing their ass and begging and bartering? And why aren't we doing this? Why is this motherfucker so selfish, so cocky, and so to himself? Okay, you see what I'm saying? There are cold cases. There are no things, laws of code approach. We don't code approach, sir. I think you're in the wrong room. You're in the wrong room. Luke Johnson, I found through Chango Joe. If I were you to mention me, that means I can't. Well, you, sir, you've got to do what you've got to do. Listen, I am not here to put a gun through your head. I can't do that. It's not my job to do that. Because if I put a gun to your head, that means I'm telling you what to do. My job is only to get you to think for yourself and make the decisions for yourself. That's what game does. If I were to tell you what to do, then I've created a cult, because then you're following me. So then instead of you being one of one, you're going to be two of one or something like that. And that is not going to, you're not going to learn being two of one. So you must be able to make that decision yourself. I cannot force that decision on you. You must do that on your own. Okay, guys, the lines are open. If y'all want to call in, we're chopping it up. I'm the dean. Class is in session. But as I'm saying to you guys out there is that, even when you commit to yourself, quitting doesn't mean that you fail. Again, once you understand game, especially from one of your mentors or your mentor, excuse me, not mentors, or your mentor, once you start to understand, you'll realize there's no such thing as fear, and there's no such a thing as failure, and there's no such thing as rejection. Just because you believe that right now, you are believing because that is your truth right now, because that is also what is enslaving you right now. You are a mental slave, and I'm not making anything bad about slavery, but mentally you have the chains on you. You're kind of like Bob Cratchit on A Christmas Carol. You've got nothing but chains that are slowing you down and holding you down because of your perception and your reality. But it is so hard, even though you can see it, you can't say that I'm going to change it, because if you could say it that easily, you would be changed right now, but you can't see it. But when you go and commit to the core of who you are by communicating to yourself, gentlemen, it's not the big things. That's why the puzzle pieces are so important, because there's also something in there by doing the little things that create something big. By taking one puzzle of 100 puzzles and begin to put them together, after you get to the 100th puzzle, you have created something big from a stack of nothing. You would have created something out of nothing. And that is why your mentor would teach you to make small commitments to yourself by doing the puzzle pieces. Because every time as a man you commit to yourself, it's at that moment you begin to do the one thing that you're not doing right now. You're honoring yourself. And if you're honoring yourself, you're going to make promises to yourself that you're actually going to do. Excuse me, can you expand more and make it? Well, I don't understand. It's not kindergarten. Making a woman blush is complimenting her. Making her laugh is saying something funny. Making her smile is saying something witty. So how I think you guys think I'm like trying to teach you astrophysics or something. It's not, I'm not trying to complicate this shit. This is basic. Making her blush, complimenting her. Laugh, Megan saying something. It's not. Y'all think that I'm trying to make this shit like difficult. This is simplicity. This is like kindergarten school type shit I'm talking about. It's not hard to do, but it is hard when you can't make yourself smile, you can't make yourself laugh, and you can't make yourself blush by looking in that motherfucking mirror and saying, God damn, you are so goddamn good looking. Shit. Anyway, but that's what it's about. Because when you begin to learn how to communicate with yourself, you change everything up. Like I said, but the problem is you are communicating yourself. Thus, here lies the problem. See, you're trying to tell yourself that I need to communicate to yourself, but see, yourself is saying, but wait a second, aren't we already communicating with ourselves? So how the fuck can we communicate with ourselves when we're already communicating to ourselves? And that's why I told you yesterday, you must keep the same perception in the same reality that you have been, whatever got you here to this point of you meeting me, you can't get rid of that. That is your ego. That is your self-importance. You can't get rid of that. But what I'm saying is even though you can't get rid of it, you can still create a new reality and a new perception that can bend the one you're in right now to get you to begin to see the world differently. And that's the hardest thing to do, and that's where it takes a mentor. You've got to be able to see it to change, okay? All right? Listen, why are you asking me? I'm not your mentor. Listen, Brother Steve, I appreciate it. Don't ask me. You're not my student. Do whatever you want. Guys, I tell you guys, do whatever you want to do. I'm not here to force you to do that. But like Thanos all said, you can't live with your failure, so where did it bring you back to? Me. And I can't tell you how many motherfuckers thought that they knew more and they rolled the fuck out and realized that, damn, I wasted time. As I said before, we're in the 10th month, the 19th day of this year, and you have wasted 10 fucking months of your life and 19 fucking days of your life doing the exact fucking thing, and you wonder why you can't win. Because most of you guys are not built to win, okay? All right? Okay, and listen, Steve, listen. This is what you understand, GOT. And I'm going to say, I'm going to say a few things. Hold on. Pause real quick. First off, I don't give a fuck what you do or what you don't do. And I say that with love. I don't give a good goddamn what you agree on, what you don't agree on. But let me say this to you. I am not, because I don't give a fuck. Watch this, guys. Wait. Don't get mad at him. Let me explain something to you. Watch this, guys. You ready? I agree that you disagree. You see that, guys? Do y'all want to know why I agree on what he's saying? He's 1,000,000% right on what he's saying. You want to know why? Because this motherfucker ain't worthy of the game. So this is why I tell you guys, don't argue with these losers. You're right. I agree with you. You fundamentally disagree. I'm not even going to read the rest of it. You're 1,000,000% right. You're absolutely right. But do whatever you want and feel whatever you want. Don't give a flying fuck because this shit ain't for you. This shit is not for you. You are not worthy of this information. You can stay in this motherfucker. You can agree or disagree. I'm saying this with love. I don't give a good goddamn if you agree or you don't. And I say this with love. Fuck you. Don't waste your time here. No, I don't want to hear no. No, I'm not reading anything. You already told me what you are. You fundamentally disagree. I agree with you disagreeing. And I don't want to hear anything else from your fucking mouth. Don't you say shit else in this room again. You say anything in this room again, you're getting banned. So from this point on, you shut your goddamn mouth. You are not worthy to talk to me or any of these students in here. So from this point, you shut the fuck up. Say something, you're gone. Guys, that's how you do these motherfuckers, just like a goddamn woman. Because you know what? Don't you ever come in this motherfucker telling me what you agree on and what you don't agree on, motherfucker. I'm not here to prove myself to you. Are you fucking, do you know who the fuck you're talking about? The game I got goes beyond your fucking thought. So what you think and what you don't think, I don't give a goddamn. So shut your mouth. I'll tell you right now. So you say something, you gonna get gone. So I'm just letting you know. So you from this point on, don't say shit to me. Nothing. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. Let me continue. But see, this is how you gotta handle females. Just like you handle a fucking female. You gotta let them know this is what the deal is. That's game right there. That's game. That's game. So I'm going to continue. I don't want to hear his mouth ever again. You fundamentally disagree. Who the fuck do you think you are? Then take your fundamentally disagreements and get the fuck out. I hope you say something because I can't wait for my guys to get rid of you. Fuck you. Now, gentlemen, as I said before, for those that want to learn game, gentlemen, the moment that you can bend or break that reality that you're in is the moment that you're going to start to send a message to your mind and to your core. The one thing that you've always been sending messages to when you were in kindergarten in the first grade, because that was the only time in your life you begin to make promises to yourself. You started to condition your mind because you started to trust the information as real. And this is the beautiful thing about what I'm teaching you guys, because this is how you grow, okay? This is how you grow, okay? And how you grow is a beautiful thing, gentlemen, okay? This is what beauty is. This is what beauty is inside of you guys, and this is why you guys are going to win. Because here's the thing. I don't want you to look at long term. That's how your mind fucks you over. Your mind wants you to look long term. It's the greatest trick your mind is playing with you. It is the greatest trick. It wants you to get it fast and in a hurry. And it wants you to be impatient. And it wants you to hurry up and all this other stuff. It wants you to go long term. But the problem is that this is why long term hurts you guys. Because you're looking for instant gratification. So what are you training the mind? I've got to have it right now. And as you have instant gratification, you begin to sidetrack all the efforts because you lose the momentum you have. And that's why, gentlemen, why do they always say the statements, going two, one step forward and what? Two steps back. Because for a lot of you guys, when you go forward and everything, cold case, I'm at the time you out one last time. If you bring up another guy in here, I'm going to kick you out. Do not talk about another person in this thing. Do not do that shit. I am here to help you if you want to be helped. Do not fucking disrespect my students, okay? And then disrespect me. So please pay the fuck attention. Focus on the fucking show and focus on learning how to be a goddamn man instead of some whittly bitch thinking about another man, okay? Now, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. And see, this is why y'all lose, because y'all so busy thinking about other men. It's no wonder why you become her gay best friend, because all you guys do is think about other men. How does that even work? How does that work, thinking about another man? Thinking about another man trying to be men doesn't work. What I'm trying to get you guys to do is even stop thinking about other men is breaking the vicious cycle. It's either man, he, a guy, other men, dudes, or whatever. The cycle of women this, women that. You are in a vicious right now. We just take this year. For 11 fucking months, you've been in the same fucking cycle because everything in front of you has been foggy because all you're doing is unselfishly thinking about other men, unselfishly following other men that tell you to think about other men. It is weird to me how you want to call yourself a man and everything that comes out of your mouth is talking about other men. How do y'all guys, how does it work thinking about another guy, talking about other men, placing other men above yourself? How does that even work? How does that even work to have another man in your mind so bad, you got to talk about that guy? Oh, my Jesus. Jesus, God, Lord have mercy. Whew. Y'all see why? Whew. Y'all see why? It's so bad out here. See, once you become a student of the game, gentlemen, the thing that you start to commit to, and as you begin to commit to yourself, start to see something weird because you will find clarity in yourself. And you, not me, will begin to understand the sacrifices you have to make. You will finally realize that, okay, this is where I'm actually at. And this is what the fuck I got to do. These are the sacrifices I have to make. And in order to follow through and be the man that I need to be, I need to make these sacrifices. And I have to make sure that I don't fail in the commitment that I'm committing to myself. And if I want to fail, now listen, it's going to be shocking to you. If you want to fail anything, and if you want to commit to that failure, you must do this. You listen, you're saying, what? You say, Steve, fail. What do you mean? You must commit. You must master this thing. And that is mastering the commitment of looking at everything short term, quick. You must get that out of your head. And that is going to be the break that you need because you want everything to happen so fast. And that's what hurts you, okay? Why do you keep asking me? I'm not going to answer your question anymore. I don't know why you keep. It's like did I not tell him what he needs to begin the process? Did I not tell him? So why is he? This is why y'all are law's hero, man. Do you actually think you can stop that thought by one thing I say? Do you actually think that I can give you a magical sentence and no matter how old you are with all that backed up shit, that one sentence and one phrase is going to flip that switch for you? No, it doesn't work that way. Stop looking at, thank you, Trent. That it just doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't. Oh, goodbye. Goodbye. See you. Peace. Later. Goodbye. I don't even want to look at it. He's gone. I don't even want to look at it. Goodbye. He's gone. He's gone. I told him I don't want to hear that shit. He's gone. I'm doing him a favor. He's gone. He's gone. I told him, do not say shit. Get your fucking ass out. He's gone. He comes back, he'll kick him out again. I'll keep kicking him out. It doesn't fucking matter. You know how long it takes to create a Facebook profile? Probably like 5 to 10 minutes. And it only takes 1 second to get rid of you. Guys, I want to call in. Lines are open if y'all guys want to call in. I'm the Dean. Class is in session, guys. We are chopping up game. So he'll be smart, and he'll change his name, and he'll nestle himself in. He'll be smart. He won't say. He'll change his name. Anyway, so what I'm saying to y'all guys is gaining the clarity of communication to yourself. And the only way that you're going to start the communication to yourself is by, let me ask a question. Well, I don't know how old you are. I'm going to let you stay in here, young man, but This is the only question I'm going to ask while you're in high school. I made the best out of elementary, junior high school, and high school by making the best of myself. I didn't give a fuck about it. I come from a different cloth. I don't give a fuck about people. Never have, never will. Don't give a fuck. Mm-mm. I care more about my dogs. I care more about the Dallas Cowboys. And I care more about me losing the game of Call of Duty than I do a motherfucker. Are you crazy? I care more about losing in Madden or 2K golf. I care more about that shit than a person. I don't give a fuck about what people think. And I don't give a fuck about family. I don't give. I'm not that motherfucker. So that means that people that want to be around me have to work to be around me or show me that they are worthy of my time. Thus, I should be showing them I'm worthy of their time. See, it doesn't work one way. But this is why I always tell you guys to stop. You should not have all these fucking friends and all these losers and stuff. You should not even do that. You should truly. You should truly be one with yourself. It's okay, man. The way you get women is by being about yourself. The only way, because if you look at what I'm showing you, gentlemen, if y'all guys are here, I'm going to the next phase of what I'm showing guys. But I wrote this earlier today, but like I'll show you, we're going to start at the first phase. We got the first phase, right? And then we have the phase that a lot of guys go on that they fail. But if you look at a man in this phase right here, the man will gain the trust of the woman to move to sexual trust. See, I want y'all to look at this. In order to get to sexual, if we're looking at a point scale, just to give you an idea, most of you guys will never get past the 10. Because once you get to the 10 and be honest about your intentions, you cannot push the woman forward past the 10, which means that because you don't know how to flirt, you don't know how to make her smile, you don't know how to make her laugh or blush or think and all these things, and all you're doing is talking at her and not to her, what happens is you fall backwards. And that's why I was showing you guys before that the fine line. Remember, I told you it's a fine fucking line. Well, yeah, that's not the right thing. I'm sorry. It's the roadblocks. I'm sorry. That's the thing. Shit. I'm sorry. That's why I said you were going to write a fine line. Remember I told you that shit? You walk a tightrope because any move you fucking make is going to set you on a certain side. If you pull too far to the fucking left, you will be creepy. Too far to the right, you'll end up as a friend. A man must have balance in himself, but one gives balance in the woman. So when you start to give balance in her beauty, you will tip some kind of way. When you're saying she's sexy, you're tipping some kind of way. When you're saying I've got to fuck her, you're tipping some kind of way. When I got to prove or kiss her ass, you're tipping. So all you're doing is kind of tipping left or tipping right. The man ain't tipping nowhere because the man ain't saying, I'm not. Wait. Let me get it straight. If I have a culinary school, if I have a marketing team, I got a scribe, I've got a warrior, I got a sexual amusement park, and I got all these things going for my motherfucking ass, and I got motherfucking options, and I got women at me. Why the fuck do I have to bend over backwards and run behind a woman and beg her? And guys, I'm telling you, it's crazy. Hold on, guys. I don't know about you motherfuckers. Hold on. Hold the fuck up. I don't think my chat room dogs understand, but y'all gonna understand this shit today. Shit, let me find that shit. Y'all are going to understand this shit today. God damn it, man, y'all need to be thanking this motherfucker. Well, we thank him. If it wasn't for this motherfucker right here, God damn. Thank you so much. He has He has systematically set me up to win. He has set me up to win and set the majority of you guys to lose. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because y'all don't even realize that every woman's parents takes them to go see a Walt Disney. Oh, that, oh my God, you're a princess. Ah, thank you, oh great Mickey Mouse. Oh, thank you, oh wonderful Walt Disney. You have made my life so much easier. And men and y'all, and nobody's ever told y'all that. Nobody has ever told any of you guys listening how Mickey Mouse has saved and changed the game up. He has done the greatest favor ever to us men. The greatest favor. My God, thank you, Mickey. He has made everything just happen. You know, it's because of Mickey. That's why they fuck us the first night. That's why they sleep with us the first night. Because don't you understand? At one time, they want to fuck the good guy, happily ever after. But don't you understand? When they grow up, they no longer want to fuck the good, nice guy. They just want to hang out with that motherfucker. Go take bubble baths with the clothes on, walk around. They just want to do all that silly shit. But you know what they do with us? Oh, my God. They want to go 4D with us. They want to feel what it's like to be with us. They want to know what it's like to be kissed by us, touched by us. They want to know what it feels like for us to button their clothes, talk shit to them, and how we can make them masturbate. It's a God damn it, Mickey. God damn. Donald Duck ain't do shit. It was straight up Mickey, dog. It was Walt Disney. It was Disney. It wasn't Donald. It was motherfucking Walt Disney. And, man, I can't tell you guys how beautiful that is. That is how beautiful. It's just God damn it. What are you talking about, reading her diary? What the fuck are you talking about, dude? Don't you read no woman's diary. That's bitch shit. Don't do no bitch shit like that. Do not read her diary. That's silly. That's silly. That's silly. Okay. But no, she ain't fucking with Mickey, but she's fucking with a bad boy. She's fucking with an asshole. And why she's fucking with a bad boy and an asshole is because of what the bad boy and the asshole is doing to represent that she has got to work for him. I'm sorry. These are the rules. I can't make this up because unlike you guys, we don't pretend. You pretend to be nice. You act and pretend to be sweet. You act and try to be charming and you try to be all these things like you're like in a fucking movie and shit. So they can like you or some shit or want to be you. You try to fit into what you think she wants you to be. And that's where y'all guys go wrong. What she sees in me is I'm not trying to be sweet. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm not trying to be or portray a role. But what makes me an asshole, what makes me cocky, conceited, a jerk, all selfish and all these things that she's saying is how I communicate to me. Because I'm so focused on me that she gets upset because I'm not focused on her. Okay? Let's see. In relation to myself and game, is a game like a tree? The different aspects of the game are the branch of the tree. No, it's not like a tree, but you like a tree, you must be rooted in yourself. Okay? You must root yourself first. You must root yourself first. The deeper the tree is rooted, the harder it is to fall through the storms and things that come its way. Scott says, game is about the control you have over yourself and the ability to lead her where you wanted to go. Well, I want you to listen to me. You got it half right. I don't have the ability to lead her. See, I'm trying to show you. See, watch this. I don't have the ability to lead her anywhere. I have the ability to make her feel something, to open herself up, to allow me to lead her somewhere. You're close. See, I don't have control over her, and I don't want, listen, I don't want control over her. Do you understand? I don't want control over her. I want her to bring that control to my mother, like you guys. Let me give you all an example. Let me flip the coin for a second. See, when you guys see a woman, you give her control by taking the knee, rolling fruit at her feet, and kissing her ass, worshiping her. Here's my spine. Here are my balls. Please, Almighty One. Oh, I'm not worthy of the worship of just looking at the makeup, the eyeliner. Oh, you're so beautiful and valuable. What must I do to kiss your ass? No, fuck that. She's got to show me why she's worthy of my motherfucking attention, dog. She doesn't get the dick right off the bat. She's got to do some work. Put in some work. I'm not leading her anywhere. I'm going to train her to, for the first time in her fucking life. Ready for this, guys? All you Bible aficionados might understand what I'm saying is that I'm going to give her this one thing that y'all don't give her, and that's free fucking will. I'm not trying to manipulate her or deceive her or anything like that. I'm doing the one thing that she has never done with a guy. And that's have free will to make the choice of fucking me. Because even, hey, and still maintain her values, her morals, her church compass and all that other stuff. And still fuck me. I am giving her free will, freedom, free will. I am not trying to force her to me. Pull of me is going to force her because she is going to start to realize through me that she's finally going to solve the fucking clue that has been abating her for all of her life. You know what that is? She can never find happiness. They're always looking for happiness. That dress is happiness. Those shoes are happiness. She will never, but I can help you find happiness, but it comes at a cost. As you see, I won't be honest. It comes at a fucking cost. I can show you something you don't know, but the cost is always be fucking mine. Do you want that? You, hey, come on in. Come on in. I will show you. But ready for this? Do you think the invite is actually me going into her world? The invite is allowing me in her world to come into my motherfucking world behind that door. Remember, I ain't tell you this. It's always a door behind the door. Remember that, dog. Y'all just heard about the invite. That's all I've been telling you about. I just gave you a crumb right there. But the invite is allowing me in so she could come into my world to gain more understanding of herself, which no other guy can give her because most of these guys out there can only work at a basic level. I can show her happiness. I can show her several things, but it comes at a cost. Do you want to take the cost? It's just like someone that takes drugs. Y'all know what it is. Y'all have friends that take drugs. It comes with a cost. Does the high, do you want to take, all right, let's take that cheerleader. That girl was a cheerleader, and she's in college now and living the life like a girl does with no supervision. And she's the first one. I ain't never going to suck no dick, and I ain't going to do no nasty shit. But then all of her loser friends try to persuade her that, hey, you know what? I saw a video of four fucking college girls smoke the pipe for the first time. And they all did it together. And they thought it was funny, and they thought it was fun. But they don't realize what they unlocked was they were about to get that pussy up in ways they never could imagine. They sucking dick and do it. Oh, my God, smoking that pipe. But as I said before, I'm saying the other thing, okay? I'm saying that from you guys out there, and this is why game is so important in this whole thing, is that this is why we are what we are. We don't try to force a woman to be something that she's not. That's not what we do. We don't do that, all right? And, yeah, they have bodies because they're doing things to keep the high going. But here's the beautiful thing about free will. You don't have, right? Watch this, guys. When you're with me, you don't have to do anything. When you're with me, you're going to want to do it because you are going to want to put my happiness above yours because I'm the only source to show you your happiness. And unless you don't keep, if you get rid of me, guess what goes out that door? And so get rid of me. Hey, find somebody else, all right? You asked me if being healthy is part of the game. No, healthy is an I do. Healthy is something you choose to do. If you want to get, if you want to lift weights or run or get exercise, I say do it for your body. But healthy has nothing to do with game. It's just something that you do. Okay. But what I'm saying to all you guys out here, guys, let me tell you what's so cold about this shit. I can say this shit without. Let's say hypothetically, I know some people that's doing what I'm doing, hypothetically. And even though these women can see what we're doing and we're showing the cards of the way, that you know what? This is what the fuck is going to happen. You'll get caught up in the dick. You'll get hooked on the dick and all of this shit. You know what they say? Not me. I bet you I'll flip this motherfucker. And they get flipped. They get flipped. They get flipped. No, AR, healthy is not part of the game. Healthy is something that you do. It's not who you are. Because you can smoke and drink and do drugs and eat cheeseburgers and shit like that and still have game. It doesn't matter if you're healthy or not. Health is about an I do or all the health is I do's. So you can eat cheeseburger and eat very unhealthy and still have game. That's just something that you do. It's not who you are. That's the beautiful thing about game. And that's how you grow in the game, by understanding how this shit works. And this is why it works so well for us, because we communicate to them, okay? All right? No, AR, stop judging. AR, let me explain your problem. You see what you're doing. This is why y'all, guys, this is why I tell you what I do is so great. Y'all show what you are. This is... AR, I want to ask you a question. Who made you judge and jury of who's healthy and who's not? Who the fuck made you God? Or if you believe in one, but who has made you God to set that? This is fucking crazy. Who the fuck are you to put your opinion? This is what I don't understand about you surface dwellers. Don't ever tell a fucking man what he should do and shouldn't do, because you shouldn't be worried about what another fucking man is doing. If another man is eating cheeseburgers, hot dogs, and pizzas and swashing that down, whatever the fuck he's doing, that's his fucking choice. Why the fuck do you care? Who the fuck are you to say it? This is why you lose. This is amazing to me. This is why I tell you about Law Zero of the game. And this is why I tell you a lot of guys lose, because a lot of guys don't fuck. I tell you guys all the fucking time to mind your own fucking business.